join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. Our show tonight is focused on water and Long Beach Water. Our first guest is Kevin Wattier, who is the general manager of Long Beach Water. Welcome back to Straight Talk, Kevin.
Thanks, Art. Great to be here.
We're all water. We're all made of water, and water is life, as we know. And we have a first-class water department here in Long Beach. You're the general manager. But tell our folks, where do we get our water?
Well, here in Long Beach, it's about half of it's our local supplies, and we'll talk about those. And that's really the original sources, mainly our aquifer, our groundwater. And then about half of it, which we started bringing in about in the 1940s, is imported water. Some of that comes from the Colorado River, and then some of it comes from Northern California. So those are the two sources of imported water. But it's about half of each.
You know, I come from New York City, and, you know, you turn on the faucet and you get water, and you don't think of the enormous infrastructure that is behind your ability to have water in each home.
Absolutely. And, you know, the specific challenge we face is a lot of our infrastructure is underground, so it's not as visible. But we do a lot of work to keep that infrastructure up and running and make sure it's safe and that we're keeping it in tip-top shape. That's one of the things we're really proud of here at Long Beach Water.
And Long Beach is fortunate in having underground water, as do neighboring communities.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. We sit on the top of what's called the Central Basin Aquifer, which runs basically from starts up around Downey and then runs all the way down to Long Beach. And we get a little less than half of all of our water from that aquifer. It's a really great supply and high quality and reasonably priced. So we use as much of that as we can, and then we supplement that with the other supplies.
So we have our local water, and then we buy water from the Metropolitan Water District, as do 26 communities.
That's right. We're one of the 26 member agencies of MWD, which their service area, you know, goes all the way essentially from Ventura down to San Diego on the Mexican border. So we're one of their customers.
And as you mentioned, that water comes from the Colorado River and also from the Delta up north.
Right, from the State Water Project coming down along the 5 freeway. You see that when you drive a lot.
Well, what are the challenges that you and Long Beach Water face in meeting demands?
Well, you know, the history of our department has been to diversify our portfolio because, as you know, there's a lot of competition for these imported supplies. There's a lot of competition in other states for the Colorado River with all the growth going on in Arizona and Nevada. They're, you know, using more and more of that, and there's always been competition for the water coming down from Northern California. So our challenge and our focus here really in Long Beach is to really continue the tradition that the water department's always had of buttressing our local supply reliability. And so we've got a lot of different exciting programs here to build local water supply reliability so that we reduce our dependence on these imported supplies.
Let me just explain a little bit to some of our viewers that may not be familiar with it, but California has been getting more than its quota from the Colorado River. And with the explosive growth in Phoenix and in Las Vegas, those states are reclaiming their legitimate water rights, and we're going to have to wean ourselves away from Colorado River.
Yeah, in fact, we've already weaned ourselves off that quite a bit. It started about 3 years ago, and California has reduced its share of the Colorado River water, its take from the river, by about 20 or 25% starting in 2003.
And more ahead.
What's that?
And more reductions.
Well, a little bit more to come.
A little more to come.
Yeah.
Well, let's look to the future. What are the challenges that Long Beach Water has for the next 5 or 10 years?
We look at our water supply situation just like we call it a portfolio. We actually look at it as a just like an investment portfolio. So diversification's really important to us. We want to make sure we don't have all of our eggs in one basket. So we have four key initiatives that we have to provide for the future water supply reliability and the quality. The first one, and the one that we've been very active in, we'll hear more about later from Matt Lyons about, is conservation, but we're a real leader in conservation, really to reduce our demands. The second one is recycling. We have a real effective recycling program here in Long Beach where we're recycling wastewater and replacing our demand for irrigation with recycled wastewater. So we've been very effective at building out that system for almost 30 years now, where we've replaced most of the water on our golf courses and parks, the Tums oil islands. When they take out oil, they put recycled water back in to make sure there's no subsidence problems out there. And then also recently we converted part of our seawater barrier in Long Beach here to recycled water. So recycled water is a big part of our portfolio. The third one is, we mentioned our aquifer, but we're working real closely and cooperative with other agencies to maximize the benefit of our groundwater aquifer, to store more water there in wet years like we've had in the last few years, so that we can dry it when the next drought does come, and it will come, so we can draw it out and have more groundwater available in dry years. And then the fourth one we'll talk a little more later is seawater desalination. That's really the future addition to our portfolio is seawater desal.
Yeah, the Long Beach Desal Project is a very exciting story. We'll be covering that in the next segment. But before we close this segment, people should understand that the fact that we have groundwater to draw upon really helps keep water bills down.
Absolutely. It's funny, Art. People don't realize the history of Long Beach. When people started drilling wells here in Long Beach about 100 years ago, there was so much groundwater under Long Beach, which had built up, that when they drilled wells, the water shot up in the air 100
wow.
feet, and the people thought we had an unlimited supply of groundwater here in Long Beach. Well, unfortunately, it's not unlimited, but it's tremendous to have that. It's a little less than half of our supply. It's our cheapest supply, so we maximize that first, and then we supplement it with the imported.
And most of us don't realize, most people know that we're sitting on oil, because we see those oil derricks everywhere, but a lot of people don't know that we're sitting on water, too.
That's right.
And that water that we have is water that we don't have to buy from outside. So it's a significant savings.
It's a great asset. We're really fortunate in Long Beach to have that.
Okay, stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
I love my kids. We do everything together. We've had some great times. It's painful to think that these memories could be lost. That's why I save all my home movies to Panasonic DVD. That way I know they're safe for up to 75 years. So if you'd like to save your precious memories, bring them in to Avid Electronics.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Continuing our fascinating discussion about Long Beach Water with the general manager of Long Beach Water, Kevin Wattier. And your department not only has the responsibility of bringing water to the people, but also maintaining the sewers that take it away.
That's right. We make sure it's nice and clean coming in one side, and we make sure we take it away safely on the other side.
And what's the condition of our sewer and sewer lines in Long Beach?
Well, they're in pretty good shape. Again, we have a very aggressive infrastructure program where we inspect all the sewers on a regular basis and clean them, extensive sewer cleaning program. And so it's in pretty good, but we're spending a lot of money keeping those sewers because they're 100 years old, a lot of them.
And part of the water rates and the fees go to maintenance of the sewers, I'm
right,
sure.
Right, we have separate sewer rates.
Sewer rates, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the hot project in Long Beach vis-a-vis water is your desal project. I was there for the so-called grand opening late in 2005. And
right.
Give our viewers a sense. I know mankind for centuries has been looking to turn seawater, salt water into fresh drinkable water. And in the whole world, only about 1 or 2% of the Earth's water is fresh water and drinkable.
That's right.
We have a lot of ocean that we can't use, but if we could find a way to make that drinkable, of course, it would revolutionize our technology. And what is the Long Beach Project?
Well, that's the future for us, Art, as you said. That's where we see the future. And, you know, it's not there yet, but we're involved in a very, very exciting area. Essentially, what we've put together here in Long Beach is the largest seawater desal research program in the country, maybe in the world, right here in Long Beach. It's federally funded, 50% by the federal government. So we've built a very large-scale prototype facility to demonstrate some new technology you may have heard about over the years that we invented here. In fact, we just got a patent a few months ago on a patent on this new technology we've invented to desalinate seawater. When you look at seawater desalination, there's two challenges that we've got to meet. One is cost. We've got to bring the cost down. So this new technology is primarily reducing the cost because it uses a lot of electricity. So we're reducing the amount of electricity, therefore reducing the cost. The other challenge is environmental. There's a lot of environmental issues associated with seawater, both in how you take the water out of the ocean and then how you put the brine back in the ocean after you've desalinated it. So there's two key challenge areas.
So bottom line, the technology exists to turn seawater into fresh water,
right,
but it's not cost effective right now because of the costs and the environmental impacts. Mm-hmm. But the Long Beach patents that you have, mm-hmm, is, I understand, 20 to 30% more efficient than,
exactly,
alternatives, but it's still not as cheap as just buying water. But it's getting closer.
Yeah, the lines will cross over eventually. You know, the cost of imported water goes up every year 5-7%. And if anything, the cost of desal over time is coming down. The membranes are getting better. The technology we've invented is more efficient. So we see a crossover sometime early in the next decade.
And Long Beach Water shares patent ownership of, so if this works, potentially, we are on a gold mine of money flowing in from all over the world if this technology is used in other cities, other countries, and we collect royalties.
We hope that that develops someday. That'd be exciting.
It's mind-boggling. Yeah. It's mind-boggling. Well, Huell Hauser, one of our favorites, took a visit recently, right, to your project. Let's take a look at that.
20% lower.
So that's a significant improvement.
Absolutely.
In what has been going on before.
That's big because the electric bill is by far the largest part of desalinating seawater.
This is the kind of thing the federal government is interested in.
That's why they're funding 50% of this project.
Because this could work in Texas and,
absolutely,
in Florida and in North Carolina and in New York,
anywhere,
state that's on the ocean.
And you know, we've had inquiries from people in New York and some of those states you mentioned that you wouldn't think would be talking about it, but they are. It's
now,
amazing.
Do you have a patent on this?
We actually do.
So Long Beach is going to get rich off of this.
Well, we're not going to share. We're not going to profit from our other water agencies. But you know, someday maybe in Asia or somewhere we'll be marketing this thing. But that's a long term thing. But,
so now this is still research and development.
Yes,
so
it is.
This is a whole project of. I mean, how long is this going to take to figure out whether you're really onto something or not?
Well, we think it'll take a year or two of long term operations to really prove out. We've been operating a pilot.
He's excited about that. He gets it.
Oh, Huell's fun. Yeah, and he really does understand California water. It was fun to do that with him.
In our current Long Beach Reporter newsletter, we have an article about the desal project. You might want to take a look at that. If you are not a subscriber, visit our website, straighttalktv.com, and sign up. And some exciting things are happening in Japan also.
That's right. You know, I mentioned one of the big challenges is the environmental issues. Well,
yeah,
probably the biggest environmental issue is how you get the water out of the ocean in the first place and making sure that you don't do any damage to fish and fish larvae and stuff. And so,
oh, you're sucking the water in.
Yeah, one way or another, you've got to have some system that takes the water out of the ocean before you can desalinate it. And there's a lot of controversy about that. And we're in contact with and visiting a site in Japan that's built a really exciting new. Basically, what they did is they went offshore and built their own filter offshore, about a third of a mile offshore, and it's all submerged, so there's no impact whatsoever on the fisheries as they take the water out of the ocean. So we're working with to learn how they did that over in Japan.
And what happens to the salt? Do you jump it back in the sea, or do you take it out?
Well, eventually what we'll do is we'll blend it back in, perhaps with some wastewater or put it back in through one of these submerged systems and put it back out. But one of the misperceptions is that this is ugly. It looks just like fresh water, the brine. It's just saltier than the raw water, but it looks fine.
Okay. Well, we all can play a part in this process, and conservation is something that each homeowner can participate in. In the next segment, we'll be joined by Matt Lyons, Director of Conservation, and we'll find out some of the things that you can do to help in conserving water and also reduce your water bills. So we'll be back after these messages.